It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Bee's Cooking.
Hello and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Susan's away, but the kitchen's still open. I'm Roslyn Hyam, sitting in for her, still for the next few weeks. And that's traditional Baul music with the voice of Gautam Das that comes from eastern India and Bangladesh. Bauls are Sufi mystics from that region of the subcontinent. It was actually Bengali New Year last week, and thanks to Shivendu Paul, one of our faithful listeners and a president of the Mithali Listeners Club in West Bengal, India, we can wish all our Bengali listeners a Happy New Year in Bengali, although please excuse my accent. Shivendu tells us that it's Shuvo Noboborsho, 1422, Nobo meaning new and Borsho meaning year. I guess then Shuvo means happy. Perhaps as it's new year, a little more dancey music. This from Gaz Mizan singing in 2009, Pahela Boishak, which if I've understood is the name of the Bengali New Year holiday. I hope that Shivendu Paul will also tell us why the Bengali calendar started in 1422. সে নতুন দিনের ডাক আনন্দের বান্ডা ছিল পহেলা বৈশাখ আনন্দের বান্ডা ছিল পহেলা বৈশাখ. Well, we hope that all our listeners are able to tune into the new RFI English programme at 1400 Universal Time, as well as our AM programmes and the new Sound Kitchen times at about 6.45 and 14.45 and 16.45 Universal Time. I hope you have something to write with at hand or a computer so you can note our new programme times, the news quiz and all our contact details. After our regular news quiz and this week's RFI English Service traveller who shares their interesting multicultural travel story from Argentina. But first of all, this week's news quiz answer and winners. On the 21st of March, Susan asked a question about the sun's activity at that precise time of year. She asked, what is an equinox? And the answer is, at that time of year, Earth's two hemispheres receive the sun's rays equally. Night and day are approximately equal in length. The word equinox comes from the Latin equus and nox. Many of our quiz respondents did get it right, so it's a shame we can't give prizes to everyone. But this week's winners are Sanjay Aravindan from Chennai in India, also from India Priyanka Paul from the Mithali Listeners Club in Murshidabad, West Bengal. Three winners this week from Bangladesh, Raju Rashiduzaman from Lalmonirat, Onamika Hanam from Naugaon, and Rahan Ali from Nilpamari. Congratulations to you all. Susan will be sending out prizes in May when she returns to the Sound Kitchen, so keep your answers coming on postcards, letter, or by email.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Now for this week's news quiz. China's President Xi Jinping made his first visit to Pakistan this week as head of state. Of course, it's a highly strategic visit and both countries set a lot of store by it, both economically, diplomatically and for their regional standing. So this week's question is, what's the name of the Chinese investment plan for Pakistan? And you have to get both parts of the question right. How many dollars worth of investments were signed during Xi's visit? I repeat that. What's the name of the Chinese investment plan for Pakistan? And how many dollars worth of investments were signed during Xi's visit? Send your answers, please, by the 18th of May. The prize winners will be announced in the programme on the 23rd of May. You can also check our website at rfienglish.com. And here's our email address again.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr.
Now it's time to discover new territory through one of our RFI travellers' ears and eyes, whether down the road or to the moon. This week's RFI traveller is Alexandra Waldhorn. Hello, Alexandra.
Hello, Roslyn.
You travel around the different desks here in the English service, but that's not all your travels and your trips. And which trip has been the most meaningful for you?
Well, I think it was when I was studying abroad in 2005. I was in Argentina for 6 months. And during that time, a group of my friends at the time, we took about a 20-hour bus ride down to the south of Argentina, just above Patagonia, to a small town called El Bosón. And it was nestled in between two mountain ranges. And we spent a week there living and working on a farm and made all of our own food. We even had our own wine. And it was with a family, an Israeli family, who had emigrated to Argentina.
Was it crops only, or was it also livestock?
There was no livestock, a lot of cats and kittens, which is common to Argentina, stray cats.
Is that why you decided to go there?
Perhaps.
But Alexandra, as we all know, is a big cat fan.
Might have led me there. But it was mostly just crops that we would cook in the kitchen, and we would all do it together. They had a big communal kitchen, and they had a little son named Dante, who was 3 years old. And it was about 15 of us from all over the world. And then we'd eat from the farm. It was on top of a mountain. It was a very isolated place. And it was famous from the 70s when a lot of hippies would come to Patagonia.
So was it a sort of kibbutz in the south of Argentina?
Slightly, yes. It definitely followed that kind of style. And I think he definitely brought some things over from his life back in Israel.
What did you know about this particular place before you left? Did you know anything about Patagonia? Did you know about the region?
Yes, definitely. But more kind of the south, the southern tip of Patagonia, where you have El Shuayo, where you have you fly in to, it's kind of a slightly precarious runway. So I wanted to avoid that. And I was more inclined to take the bus somewhere. So I went more for the northern part of the southern tip of Argentina. And I'd done a fair amount of reading on it. And so I definitely knew about its kind of hippie past. And I think that drew me to it. And then kind of the modern-day backpackers who were traveling all around.
Would you go back there and do the same thing again?
Definitely. I loved it. It was called El Cielo, and it was really, you felt just under the sky on top of a mountain all by yourself with travelers from all over the world.
Does that trip bring to mind any particular music that you heard on the trip or anything that you've thought about since that you relate to that period?
Reggaeton. 20 hours of reggaeton on a bus with a lot of local Argentine people and five boisterous, loud study abroad students and reggaeton in the background.
So. Well, we're going to hear some of it now. Thank you very much, Alexandra Waldhorn.
Thank you, Roslyn.
So from 1991, this is El General and Muevelo, Muevelo. If you'd like to send a comment about Alexandra's trip or share a travel tale, send it to us at english.service@rfi.fr or to contact Paris Live PM, our new daily afternoon programme, at parislive@rfi.fr. Paris Live, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. Until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, happy listening and goodbye. Se sale de en retiro, los maleantes en el baile lo tienen encendido. Aquí el general con un nuevo estilo son.
mano si tú estás gozando. Pasa la mano si tú estás.